All right, good job.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Call the Open Adult Advisory Commission meeting to order. Time is 9:37. Unfortunately, Commissioner Jackie Kim is not quite here yet, although, oh, there she is. All right, everyone, good morning. You're on the agenda to do the inspiration. Sandy is provided your
way. You want to do it next time?
Yes.
Okay.
Sandy, thank you.
So this is this book is called Thank You and Appreciation of You and All That You Do. So I want to thank everyone here for everything what you do for our older people. These are acronyms. So anyone can blame, it takes a specialist to praise. Those who are lifting the world upward and onward are those who encourage more than criticize. Encouragement is the oxygen of the soul. In life's darkest moments, a tiny spark can light the way. Your spark can become a flame and change everything.
And Jack, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Why are you on the table?
And if you're able.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Absent for a few meetings, Vinny is caring for his elderly mother and is having those challenges. And I ask staff to do
a mark. Charlene Ashendorf, present. Ash Benton,
present.
Elizabeth Busick,
present.
Ann Calvo, present. Jerry Chang,
present.
Meredith Chalemi,
present.
Lynette Fujikani,
present.
Dean Hernandez.
Here.
Ken Higman. Jackie Kim.
Present.
Marianne Klinger.
Here.
Mariana Leontine.
Here.
Janet Lim. Felix Lopez. Kristen Moss. Belquist Manha. Crystal Miles. Patty Mouton. Joni Nichols. Rachel Owens,
present.
John Pointer,
present.
Gaia Satterfield, Amina St. Matthews,
present.
Marty Simona,
yep. I'm here.
Preeti Singh, Christina Shia,
O'Shea, yes, Shea. I'm here.
Thank you. Barbara Slow, Sandy Stang,
present.
Nathan Steele,
he's not here.
Dave Tesla.
Here.
Dave Wheeler.
Here.
And William Wong.
Here.
And we do our form check.
Thank you. At this time, members of the public may address the commission regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 3 minutes. Unless the chair pre-identifies a different time to say that for the speakers. Do we have any requests for a speaker today? I'm going to move on to item number 7 and acknowledge our newest commissioner, Christina Stang. Christina, would you please take a moment or two and introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. Most of you know me. I'm a former mayor of the city of Irvine. I've lived in Irvine for 40 years. Don Wagner just appointed me via all the board of directors here at the county. And I'm really looking forward to serving and working on behalf of our adults, senior adults in Orange County. So thank you so much. Look forward to getting to know all of you.
Welcome. Thank you very much, Christine. We look forward to having your additional voice and expertise added to the commission. And we are on to discussion item 9, and here at the podium we have our illustrious CEO. Take it away here.
So good morning, everybody. And it is good to be here. We greatly appreciate you coming our way. We're very proud of our conference center. And I know it may have been a bit of a challenge for you to get here this morning, since it may be the first time that some of you or all of you have been here. But we welcome you, and we hope you will join us here also. For those of you who were able to find P4 parking lot, there is parking validation for you over by the door. So make sure that you get your parking validation. And I'm sure Liz is going to go over all of the logistics with you today also. But for me, it's today is, I would say, let's get the party started, right? This is where the work really begins. And our board approved our master plan for aging. And now, if you recall, next steps, right? We are in the middle of the strategic financial planning process. We had that kickoff. And so we had our internal meeting with internal staff on August. Oh my gosh. September 5th, and followed up by this one today. And so Liz will be briefing, right, debriefing all of you from the meeting on the 5th today, but just so appreciate. I would say we've already been through a lot together with the response to the grand jury report, et cetera, et cetera. So just know, right, nothing's changed. We continue to work together. We're excited about this. And if you have any questions, concerns, et cetera, right? We are here to help and to support and to work with you. So just again, thank you and welcome. And I'm going to turn it over to Liz in the interest of time, because you guys know I can talk a lot and I'm not going to do that today for once. So Liz, take it away.
Okay, so we're jumping right in. And so just want to thank you again, Michelle, for being here. And just again, showing the commitment from the county at the county executive level to get this work started. And we're really jumping in, and Kristen and I are very tired. So we have led a county workshop, as Michelle mentioned, but I do want to start with just a quick agenda. Crystal Chair Miles had asked that we do address a couple of items. So I'm going to talk about the grand jury responses and then give a, you know, just an official launch of the OC Cares Master Plan for Aging. Especially if there's members that weren't at the last meeting. It looks like everyone's faces are familiar, but I know we have a new member now. Very brief overview, and then talk a little bit about where we will end and go into the workshop session and what to expect there. So in terms of the grand jury responses, I just want to first and foremost thank everyone for the feedback and for the openness and willingness to collaborate on the responses. We obviously took the letter that Chair Miles presented very seriously, had a lot of internal conversations with our board offices, and ultimately ended up, if you're not aware, amending the findings that were requested to be amended via the letter. So we did change those to acknowledge that we can't wholly disagree with statements, especially related to how OAC felt the process was affected. So we did change those. We added some language to them. In addition, one of the things that I'm proud of that I helped facilitate for Chair Miles and for the OAC Commission is to have a communications plan developed for the brochure for the older, the Office on Aging. So Claudia's team, Alexa is their PIO at the moment. She really jumped in and created a comms plan that we can share with you. And there's also a piece that OAC would play in that comms plan. If you haven't already seen it, I'm sure we will be, you know, circulating some of the information. So that was developed and sent. And then within that, it talks about tactics, right? So it talks about, yes, there's a piece where OAC can go out and help to spread the word. There's also internal communication. So putting things, for example, on the county landing page and having a dedicated time for that, as well as what are the best places to even I get very passionate about marketing. So we can put it all over county websites, but if it's for children or if it's public works where you're not going to be looking for that type of information, it's going to get lost, right? So we're going to be very strategic about where on the web pages we put that information so that it really touches the audience that we're looking for. And then lastly, quick update, I did revisit the John Wayne ask. So in terms of could we have some marketing on the marquees in John Wayne, there is an allocation for what they call good work. I think they call it like the good work program. So basically for those nonprofits, those type of agencies, there is a carve out and a discount. There are costs associated with it, but I'm also exploring with their PIO if there is a kind of in-kind ability. They do have sometimes the ability to add advertising to the marquees for that purpose. So that will be hopefully what we can get. But if not, there is a campaign that can be paid for and at a discounted rate to be added to those screens and whatnot. So, you know, we're making changes, we're hearing the feedback, and we're really taking it seriously and looking for any way that we can better partner. So wanted to make sure that we made that update to you all. And then jumping into the master plan for aging, I think given that most people here have seen it, hopefully, but yes, thank you, Chair. And we also provided you with our nice, we're very proud of our glossy booklets, if you have under there as well. So now that it's officially approved, you all have a copy that we got printed. And so you can see if you open it, it really opens nicely right in the middle into the appendix session as well. So just want to point out that, you know, the first few pages are dedicated to what we went over when Michelle was last with us. But then also the appendices are things that I think your OAC has been asking for. There's a resource guide there with county programming that we currently offer related to older adult services. There's a resource, an inventory of housing, for example, permanent supportive and affordable housing units that are available for older adults. So that's in there. There's also a homeless housing inventory that's not exhaustive. But one thing that I always like to point out is that the county is not, you know, obviously the sole does not solely have the shelter system, right? A lot of these cities that you all are very familiar with have shelters that are available and work with the older adult population. So that is in there. And again, not exhaustive, but at least there's something that you could refer to if there's questions about how to help older adults who are experiencing homelessness. So just very proud of the work that went into that. I know Claudia helped coordinate the larger inventory of county services, and it's actually very challenging. So you would think within the county, we'd be able to have that all in one place, but it is really difficult to bring all these departments together and get this information and even fact checking and making sure all the numbers are correct. So that has been triple checked. So just wanted to point that out and then remind everyone that this is a community, you know, wide call to action, that we, the county, cannot solely be responsible for being prepared for the silver tsunami. We know that, right? And it's going to affect everyone throughout the county. So we need to better partner with our city partners, with communities-based organizations, and just anyone who's willing to offer services. So we will talk about this during the workshop, but again, we always anticipated that the stakeholders will be made up of our community members and partner agencies such as OCTA in the future and those types of pseudo-governmental agencies as well, like CalOptima. The action teams we discussed, as you look through the plan, include for priority initiative number one, housing security, for priority initiative number two, public information and resource campaign. So we'll talk more about this, but a reminder that we actually ended up breaking that up into two groups, so two action teams, because they are quite different focuses. One will be based around developing that online OC Navigator resource guide and online directory, and that's one very specific piece, and how do we best promote that and, you know, market it out better to the public. And then the other side is how do we better utilize our resource fairs and make them more impactful, knowing that funding is being cut, resources are tighter. So how do we better align maybe heat maps and get the right resources to the right communities in our resource fairs, and maybe even be more aware of what's being done by, especially we'll talk about this, like religious organizations, for example, where the county doesn't have a direct link to that, but we have partnered with them, for example, during COVID, and it was really, really vital to being successful to do the outreach. So that's a separate piece of number two. And then lastly, enhanced care coordination. And that's one where it will be very county centric at the beginning stages, as we think about, because it is the county departments sharing data to better serve adults, right? Like all what they call like the whole person care approach. But then we want to think about, are we maybe zooming out a little bit more and better automating the system to care for a housing navigator, for example, to understand how to tap into housing resources, or if you're a caregiver, when, you know, what triggers your ability to get IHSS hours or those types of things. So that's what would be discussed in that priority initiative number three. So that is a very top level overview look at the plan. And then we always wanted to point out too that the population consideration. So we know that within each of these initiatives, we need to look at how we better serve the different age groups and what their needs are, because they will be different within each of these initiatives. And we also need to look at their income and housing status. So you'll see that as we talked about housing security, 70% of our residents own homes. So their housing security is, how do I stay in home or age in place longer, right? But then if you look at the other 30% renters and maybe some of those that are experiencing homelessness, their needs are different. So we're going to be looking at that in those priority action teams. And accessibility needs. We know that as we age, my glasses were just delivered to me so that I could read your names, because we're all aging. We have different accessibility needs that arise, and it's just something that we need to be really prepared for. So those are the things we'll be looking at within the action teams. So I did make just the last slide to put them all together, but really that's what it boils down to. And I think the county workshop that we just held was really, really instrumental in making sure that we were going down the right path, that there were programs identified that I think you all will be happy to hear about, that we can expand upon, and then really start to identify where the gaps are. So with that said, I think we will... I want to just let you know, in terms of the workshop, this is what we broadly would like to cover. We just want to level set, right? We want to make sure that everybody in this room really understands these initiatives and how all encompassing they are, right? It's not just a broad objective. Like, there's direct action items that we have assigned in order to complete these initiatives and meet these objectives. And we also want to have structured conversations. So the chair and I just talked briefly. Obviously, I worked with Chair Miles to kind of think about the best way to workshop this. But I think this is a good size group so that we could really get some robust feedback and talk about what outside stakeholders you all know are aware of that could be part of these initiatives, how you as the members of OAC want to participate, and what that time commitment's going to look like, and then just really clarifying the common goals and finding ways to move forward. So that is what we hope to do in our workshop, and that is my overview. So appreciate everyone's time, and I will hand it back to the chair.
Thank you so much. Not sure that we have any senior center updates at this point, but I do want to say that from the executive board level, we've been talking about how we reach out to the senior centers, and we have assigned centers to many of you to come back and do that liaison. But as this group has continued to grow, we almost have more people than we have senior centers to do some outreach for. So I think that going forward, the executive committee is going to more seriously discuss how we do this outreach with our senior centers. We've appreciated each of you who's been doing that outreach specifically, but we have many who refuse to talk to us, who have no interest in having that connection. So we sort of need to rethink how we're approaching our senior centers. That said, do we have any particular comments from any of the senior centers from any of you here today?
An observation.
Yes, please, John.
Having been involved with senior centers for a long time.
A couple of years.
I don't know that that's the exclusive voice for seniors. I've made a number of presentations there. Many times I walked away feeling like I fell on deaf ears, or there was very little interest in that, because what I was presenting wasn't why they were there, okay? I mean, or why my colleagues, my peers are there. So I hope there's also other mediums we're going to try to explore. I don't have an answer in terms of what those are, but it might be a great opportunity to also maybe develop something in terms of a communication channel. But again, my observation, there is a group of people that go to the senior center. That isn't the entire representation of the senior population in Orange County.
Howard?
Yeah, and I think John makes a great point. When I talk to seniors, or frankly, anybody, I'm going to present this, and this is, by the way, great product. I don't mean to, I'm not diminishing this, but if I'm going to go talk to anybody in the community about this, and I'm going to say we have a great master plan for aging. What I need to be able to say is, what's in it for them? Why should they care? And this is not, this is by no means meaning what you've produced. It's just important for us. But if I'm going to be selling it to them, what we need to figure out as a group for us is, how does this apply to the senior centers and to the people who we're interfacing with? What is the product that we are delivering other than a plan? Because a plan doesn't really mean a whole lot to most people. That's for folks like us. So
I think that there's a more efficient way for us to go about this as things become more organized with this master plan. And maybe that's us presenting to the senior center directors every quarter rather than 40 people going out to them.
So again, new ideas or new ways to utilize, how are we going to incorporate specific ideas and functions and initiatives that are coming out of the master plan that get communicated more widely into the community? I think you have validated the thoughts that we at the executive committee have been having. It's been very useful to have a liaison and reach out to the senior centers, and I would encourage you to continue to do so as you are connected to various sort of seniors. But I think as part of a regular report here, we might not have that before. And that sort of leads me to the chair's report, who downloaded it to me at 7:30 this morning. Chair Miles, she's not feeling well, and so she asked that I sit in here today. But I do want to thank the CEO's office for all of the support. Liz mentioned the comms plan. If you all remember, one of our goals for 2025 was to reach out into the community with better communication about the resources that are available. And I feel that this comms plan and the communication piece in priority number two is going to help meet that goal city, countywide. So we can thank you for that. I also thank you for reconsidering some of the county responses to the grand jury report, and those changes, again, from the executive committee were supported, and we authorized Chair Miles to tell the Board of Supervisors that we supported the report that the county issued to the grand jury. So those are very important kinds of things. Beyond that, I think the chair report is done. So I'm going to turn this over to Lynette and ask her for an update, because I know the Office on Aging has been doing next to nothing for the last. Because we were dark.
I would just like to report, first of all, that we have some resources in the back from when SCE came to visit the executive meeting. They left some resources for you guys, so they're at the back table. And Office on Aging, I would just also like to share that right now through September 30th, we have our farmers markets cards, and those are going to be distributed through September 30th. And we have partnered with Meals on Wheels, AgeWell, and OperaZar. They're also helping us with that distribution. So I would just encourage you guys to reach out to them so that any older adults that's eligible for that farmer's markets card will be able to receive that farmer's markets card.
So do we have a list of folks who receive those cards already, and they would be the priority to receive these cards?
So here, we have been working on the list that we have for individuals that have been that's eligible, and we have started distributing those cards to those individuals, but we also have additional cards. So to get the cards out to as many that we have based on the number of cards that we have in-house, I'm just asking you guys to reach out, and or you can call the information and assistance call center to be able to get those cards.
Commissioner Wheeler,
put it out there for you guys.
Commissioner Wheeler, do you have a question? No, I'm sorry. I missed. And Commissioner Nichols, yes.
I deliver for both Meals on Wheels and AgeWell every day, mm-hmm. and seven people each day, and none of them have transportation, which is part of the reason they're receiving the meal. So how does that intersect with them? Will other people be able to use their car and access this food? Because their problem is they can't get out and they don't have transportation.
Yes, they can. And so even if, but in order for them to get the $50 car, they will have to, they can get someone else to come in and even pick up the cart for them. We have a form that they can complete. That the state has provided for them to complete that form, and then someone else can even go and purchase the food at the listed farmers markets that's accepting the card. So
it sounds wonderful in theory. I'm like imagining the seven people I saw yesterday. None of them would avail themselves of. I'm just giving you
probably not for people receiving Meals on Wheels because they have that food resource.
And AgeWell, same. I mean, they're all. In their homes.
I would encourage us to have give us a call, and we can see if they're eligible and can talk to our staff at the call center.
And that's the other feedback I would give. I'm constantly opening up the app to show people, and they go, just tell me who to call. Give me the number.
Yeah, please.
So it is wonderful that now when you open up the Office on Aging, the first thing is resources. It's not easy. I'm just saying. And you know, that I'm acting as ombudsman for six or seven people every day. I have one lady who's literally dying in front of my eyes day by day. And I can't get the help. And I'm talking to social workers, and I'm a Meals on Wheels volunteer. Hello, this is. And so I'm gonna echo what Rachel has said over and over again. We have to make it not bigger plans. More accessible ones, even if our focus is more narrow, because we've got people dying on the vine. Thank you for letting me in.
Thank you. That's all the information I have from Office on Aging. Thank you.
I know I'm going to put you on the spot, William and Jackie, for a presentation schedule. Do we have someone scheduled for next month?
We thought that we were
going to start. Yeah, we're not taking it
right. Okay, Sandy, I'm sorry.
Mary's.
Okay.
Everyone's scheduled. Everything's good.
Everything's scheduled. Everything's good.
I would also recommend maybe we don't need this on the agenda every month. I would say, though, that if you have ideas for our Jackie and William that are taking over in January, to give them information on education ideas, maybe after this meeting, or you can email them, because Sandy and I are responsible through the end of the year, but it takes a long time to schedule for the following year. So if you can share your ideas, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, that'd be great. Just want to introduce myself, Jack, and William over there. We'll be the presentation coordinators for 2026. So let us know if you have any good contacts. I know that Liz's team will present quarterly. So we'll figure out a schedule and work on that.
And we'll have the area plan update, which will be April. Is that right?
The area plan update would be April.
Yeah.
Confirming, looking across.
April.
Got it.
Yes. So that's four out of 11 that are sort of filled and pre-prescribed. So we'll keep moving forward.
Can we expect feedback on recent suggestions? Get to Sandy, who I know is forward, and Jackie. Will I expect any answers on whether those people have been vetted or will be used?
Oh, I didn't forward it to her. I was going to call you. I couldn't forward it. It wouldn't go through. So we can get you the information.
Oh, okay, great. Because
a reminder is we're supposed to stay on topic. So if the subject is XYZ, we can't just talk about anything.
Both the older population.
No, I know, but
no, with our goals.
Remember, I showed you our goals, and we have to stay within our goals. That's not my idea. I'm just telling
you. Thank you for the feedback.
Do we have any announcements, commissioners?
Yes.
And
Huntington Beach are having an active living expo next Saturday. So it's a big thing. Huntington Beach Senior Center.
I have one too. And I put it down there for the master plan people because I don't know if the county will have a table there, but Leisure World. It's going to have an emergency expo October 18th from 10 to 1 in Clubhouse 3. And, you know, it'd be nice if the county was there. We will have the brochures from the county that are great. I made sure they had them in every language.
I have to mention this, but I guess I want to bring it up anyway. Since you talk about communication, I've been trying for at least a year or more to get communication. I have access to every seniors that on the registered voters in the county, over a million, which I developed, and it's easy to manipulate. I received, or I should say, my household received two letters in the past week from AgeWell, who does great things, and you know, I don't want to criticize them except for. I finally got a piece of mail, you know, to communicate to seniors, but I got one and my wife got one. It's so easy to get a database to find out if two seniors live in one place. So they spent potentially twice as much money as they should have in mailing them. I hope not, you know, cut that cost in half. So they need to be more efficient. And I was disappointed the inside of it. I mean, they need money and they're asking for donations, which is fine. But I think it could have included, you know, a few more pieces of paper to talk about the senior center near your resources more elaborately. I think the communication has to be looked at and thought about and used more efficiently. Like I said, AgeWell does great things. I do not criticize that respect. But there's more efficient ways to get things done and maybe help more.
Which I think is which leads us to those community resources that are out here that are serving seniors that need to be part of the breakout sessions that we create to meet these goals and to create initiatives.
Commissioner Mouton, welcome. Good morning. Alzheimer's Orange County is partnering with the Orange County Veterans and Military Families Collaborative.
to bring education to the senior centers, particularly about the homemaker benefit that the VA will cover. It has nothing to do with your VA medical coverage. You don't have to have that. It's not the same as aid in attendance, and nobody knows about it, that there is this opportunity to have caregiving hours paid for in your home by local home care companies that the VA has vetted and contracted with. So that's a big initiative for us over the next 12 months, is to provide it the education in as many senior centers as possible. So if you see a flyer, if you see it in their newsletter, attend, encourage people to attend, because it's money that's just being left on the table by some of the most vulnerable of our population, older veterans. And then tomorrow at St. Timothy Church in Laguna Niguel, Alzheimer's Orange County, along with Hogue Palliative Care and several other commercial community partners, will put on a workshop for people who have lost a spouse, coping with the loss of a spouse. It's free, starts at 8:30. There'll be breakfast and excellent speakers and facilitators. So if you know somebody who is bereaved and maybe is having trouble integrating that, this is an excellent workshop to help them.
Do you know that, what are the hours of that, 8:30 to?
8:30 to about 11:30.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Just three comments. One is that the Costa Mesa Senior Center is having its 10th annual health fair on Thursday, the 25th, from 10 to 1. The Fountain Valley Senior Center will be celebrating its 20th anniversary on September 17th. And after thinking a little bit more about what Commissioner Hart said, I want to add to that. When we were first, as commissioners, asked to go out to maintain connections with our senior centers, it looks like now that as we review the master plan process, the initiatives that we're going to be pushing forward will come at a different level. And the assistance we received from the executive committee with questions and conversations were helpful at the director, senior center director level. But when you look at the housing initiative and communications, those are at a higher level. And we need to be prepared to have the conversation with our city council members and our board of supervisors and the city managers in our cities.
Agreed. Thank you. Do we have one more?
Two more.
Commissioner
Point. September 26th, 1 to 5 p.m., Veterans Resource Fair at the Mission Viejo Norman P. Murray Senior Center. Number of veterans organizations will be there, as well as the OC Veteran Services organization, which will be there too. Also, help with claims if necessary as well. So welcome anyone who would like to attend.
Thank
you. Yeah, I think Elizabeth probably is just anxious as we, but she mentioned the jewelry sale that Mission Viejo was having. And I know Elizabeth, my wife, spent a lot of hours putting that together, two days of sale. And our initial outcome of that is almost $40,000 in sales for that jewelry sale for 2 days.
How's that? And what is the Mission Viejo Senior Center doing with that $40,000?
Lots of things. It's putting on all kinds of things to benefit seniors.
Wonderful. Nice.
So that brings us to the end of our agenda for today. We are going to do then a working session on the OC CARES initiatives, and we're going to fill that in. So I officially call this. Do I have to have a motion in a second? I don't. Yeah. Okay. So it's 10:16.
That's right.
Oh, Desiree, is there something? Oh, she's just ending the recording. At 10:16, I'm calling this meeting adjourned. Okay, so that's the official meeting of OAC for today. Okay. And now I'm going to turn